Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
I want to talk to you and me right now about being seated with Christ. Being seated together with Christ. And you can see the picture there. Not so clear on that side, but seated with Christ. How many of you know that the Bible says in Ephesians 2:6, we have been seated together with Christ? Now, we're not talking in the natural realm. We're talking the spiritual realm. Remember, the spiritual realm is not limited by time, space, or matter like we are in the natural realm. Amen. That's why God is everywhere all the time. Amen. Because He's not limited by anything. And so in Ephesians 2, verse 4, go with me in your Bibles here or write it down. Ephesians 2, 4, I'm reading from the New Living Translation. He says, but God is so rich in mercy. I mean, you could camp on that all day, Sister Rose, and just say, God is so rich in mercy. How many times have you needed that mercy? You think you've ended in needing mercy, you still need it. You're going to need it the rest of today, tomorrow, and the rest of your life. But He's rich in mercy, not withholding it. Watch out. And He loves us so much that even though we were dead because of our sins, watch out, He gave us life when He raised Christ from the dead. Now watch this. It is only by God's grace that you have been saved. And we know in Ephesians 2:8 it says, for by grace have you been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God. It's all a gift. Verse 6, for He raised us from the dead along with Christ. Oops. Say that again. He raised us from the dead together with Christ. Galatians 2:20 says, I've been crucified together with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ who lives in me. I'll not live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. So there's a lot of references to being raised together with Christ. So He raised us from the dead along with Christ and seated us with Him. What? He seated us with Him in the heavenly realms because we are united with Christ Jesus. The Bible says in Corinthians, anybody who is born again is one spirit with Christ. This is in the Bible, folks. Amen? And so we're going to tell you about the Bible. Now, I want to give you a little bit of a breakdown of that verse, so just make it a bit clearer to understand. In verse 4, this is my translation of it. It says, but God is so rich in mercy that He loved us so much that even though we were, everyone say were. That implies something. It means we are not. We were, but if I were, I is not. Watch out. He says, we were dead because of our sins. Were implies that we're not anymore. It's a past tense phrase. We were dead. He's talking about something that took place many years ago, right? Like 2000. Now watch out. He, that's God the Father, gave us life. Gave is another past tense word. It's already done. You see, a lot of people are still trying to get what God's given. See, Adam and Eve got caught that way. Well, Eve did. If you want to be like God, she already was like God. He created us in His image and likeness. And then He tricked her and said, if you want to be like God, so she tried to become who she was by doing the wrong thing. You got that? All righty. So He says, yeah, He, that's God the Father, gave us life, which is past tense, when He raised Christ from the dead. He raised, not going to raise, He raised. What tense is that? Past tense, not past, past. speak English proper like what I do. <It's>, okay, so when he raised Christ from the dead, which is past tense, it is only by God's grace that you have been saved. Have been. What tense is that? That's past tense. Once again. You see, a lot of people are trying to get what God's already given. He's not coming back to give you things. He's coming back to take us with him, and he's not touching down. When he comes back, we're going to be caught up in the clouds, as you know. But then when he comes back to touch terra firma, we're coming with him. So he's not coming to give us anything. He's coming to take the bride. How many of you know you're the bride if you're the church? He's the groom, we're the bride. Amen. Now watch ya. So he says, it is only by God's grace that you have been past and saved. It's an accomplished fact. Verse 6, for he raised us, once again, past tense, from the dead. That implies if I've been raised from the dead, I'm no longer dead. How God raised Christ from the dead, and if the Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwell in you, then he that raised Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body, means bring to life, by his Spirit which dwells in you. That's Romans 8:11, right? And so this is all, the Bible ties together all the time. So now I've been raised from the dead, which means I'm no longer dead, along with Christ. And I have been seated. Not going to be seated. I have been seated. So, listen, he has seated us, which is past tense, with him, Jesus, in the heavenly realms, because we are, present tense, we are united with Christ Jesus. So the problem has been that we've been praying from down here, clucking around with the chickens, instead of praying from a place of authority up there. You actually need binoculars to see the devil. He's so far below you. And we think he's so far above us that we are running around trying to do. It's an accomplished fact. I've already been raised from the dead. I'm already Christ-centered. I'm already in Christ and Christ in me. Things have already taken place. I'm already healed. I'm already prosperous. I've got the victory. And so when you pray, don't pray up, pray down from your position of authority. Where is Christ? He's in us. Christ Jesus is sitting on the throne with the Holy Spirit, who is Christ, who is God, who is the Son. Remember, the three are one, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. They're all God. Amen? All God. And it's like H2O. You get water, you get ice, and you get steam. It's all water, H2O, but different functions. But it's all water, like you, spirit, soul, and body. Different portions of you and parts of your life, but the same person. Hola. If you're Spanish, say, hola, Taco Bell. Okay, we'll get there later. The Cornish translation, some of you, you know, there's deaf translation and Cornish translation and expanded translation. There's so many translations. But the Cornish says it like this. God raised us out of it all with Christ. He raised us out of it all. The gates of hell will not prevail against my church. Who's the church? You, me, not the building. The gates of hell won't prevail against the church of God. He took us out of it all. So anything that the devil's got, the curse that he brought into the earth by getting Eve to sin, he tricked them. By that curse, everything that's in the curse is not going to land in your life. But you've got to know this. How do you get saved? By faith. How do you get healed? How do you get victorious in every area? By faith. How can you be in faith if you don't know something? See, faith begins where the word and the will, which is the will of God, faith begins where the word of God is known. You can't have faith until you know the word. How can you have faith? You can't. Faith comes how? Romans 10:17, it comes how? I can't hear you. I still can't hear you. One more time. Faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing, not having heard. Once, you don't get it once. You got to keep hearing it. You understand. How do you get a bad habit? You repeat it over and over and over, and it becomes a bad habit. How do you get the word in your life? You repeat it over and over and over. You kick out the bad habit, you bring the good in. It's not garbage in and glory out. It's garbage in, garbage out. Glory in, glory out. Okay, so we're talking about translation. Cornish says, God raised us out of it all with Christ and set us down on the right hand of power with him and gave us dominion. And if you've got dominion, you've got to have a domain. Because he made you as a peculiar people, right? A royal priesthood. That means a kingly anointing. Isn't God the King of Kings? Right? Who the kings he's talking about? He's born again children of God. Amen? With a priestly anointing. So we've got anointing to do what a king does. And the king would make a decree, and that decree would have to be carried out. We saw that in the book of Esther, where they were going to kill the Jewish nation. And they eventually got the king to want to recant, but he couldn't. He said, it's gone out already. I can't change it. You'd have to make another law to override that one, which they did. Said the Jewish nation can defend themselves. You all remember the story? Amen? It's a great story to read. The book of Esther, read it. Amen? And so we have been set down on the right hand of power, and he gave us dominion. As a king, you have a dominion. You have a domain. You can't be a king without a domain. Who you're a king over? Nobody. Then you're not a king. You can't be a shepherd without sheep. A pastor is a shepherd. The true meaning of pastor is shepherd. If you don't have sheepies, you're not a pastor. So don't tell me I'm a pastor. Let me see the fruits. I only see little lamby-pambies behind you, bah, 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 training them up in the way they should go. Amen? All right, so it's fun to have fun, isn't it? So we have been seated together with our Lord and Savior, and we must learn how to sit in that place of authority. You know, Jesus said these words. He says, you got to labor. But not labor to earn salvation, to earn healing, to earn victory, to earn finances. He's not talking that labor. He's not talking like people think faith without works is dead. We're not talking that. He said labor, one labor you should be doing, to enter into my rest. The only way you can enter into that rest is to be fully persuaded with the word of God. Whatever you believe in God for, you have got to get that word so instilled in your life that the word becomes part of your DNA and you become part of God's word. And when you speak, the word of God comes out. When you're fully persuaded, like Abraham, you'll have children at the age of 100. Now watch out, because I have an anointing to pray for people and they have babies. You've seen it. I mean, people who couldn't have children, how many we've seen in this church? Someone came to me and said, stop praying for me now. And they couldn't have children. They had four or five. How many? Five or something. Anyway, we must take our place in our seat at rest because of the finished work of the cross. Everyone say, finished work. It's completed. It's past tense. Now, in order for you and me to become saved, to become born again, I have to receive salvation.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Worthing Associates Financial and Estate Planning, family owned and operated, serving families like yours for over 25 years. 772-403-5879. We make retirement easy. Securities and advisory services offered through Harbor Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program,